What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and check in with our pal Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland. He's presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre. What's up, coach?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Congrats on that opening week win, 39-7 over the Florida Atlantic Owls. That was a nice home win at College Park, coach. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was good to get things ignited for the 2025 season. Pretty happy to finally get a chance to get a feel for what this team can be, and was really pleased to see some of the veteran guys like Daniel Wingate, who's continued to develop into a really great leader, a great player for us on defense, but also some of the young guys that have been thrust into some meaningful roles as true freshmen get an opportunity to start their careers.
Hey, you mentioned Wingate. He led off the scoring for the Terps as he got the interception 20 yards, returns it to go up 7-0. But that play was really caused by Zahir Mathis bringing the pressure to pressure Veldkamp into coughing that ball up.
Yeah, and Zahir, you know, a day-one starter, is a true freshman, a testament to, you know, how he's prepared himself. He's one of those guys. He's from Philadelphia up at Emotech. Also, just DJ Moore. And he came in as a true freshman, a really mature size, physical, all those things, has great length. And, you know, what you saw him do on Saturday is what he did most of camp. He was a disruptive force. And, you know, I talked about adding, you know, guys like him and Sidney Stewart to our pass rush, which allows us to not have to add people into the mix with bringing pressure. And those two will create problems down the line and they'll only get better.
Tell us a little bit more about Stewart. Now, Stewart had a safety, but I think he had a couple penalties early, too. Was he a former basketball player? Fill me in on Stewart.
No, so Sid, you know, his dad is an assistant basketball coach up at Coppin State. His uncle was the great Larry Stewart, played at Coppin State. Mm-hmm. So from a bloodline of basketball guys, he did play basketball. He did play basketball growing up, but finished up at Concordia Prep. And, you know, I can remember watching his tape, and Sid was one of those recruiting tapes that you put on and you watch probably five or six plays, and you know, your wife would know that he would be a major offer. That's what his tape looked like. And really luckily get a guy. Like, I actually had breakfast with him yesterday, and he was not as heavily recruited as maybe he should have been. And you know, I'm grateful that we were able to get a guy like him to come, because I think his future is going to be really bright for us.
All right, well, let's talk about, you talk about your freshman. Let's talk about Malik Washington. I know the first quarter was a little slow, but Second quarter, you guys woke up. He was really good. 27 for 43 for about 260. Three scores. Didn't turn the ball over. Talk about Malik, what you saw, and you know, what do you think he did really well in his first start?
Yeah, you know, as I've said, when people often ask me to describe him, the thing that jumps out to me is the maturity that he shows for a young player. And I've been around a guy that similar traits, Jalen Hurts, when he was a freshman quarterback at Bama for us, that maturity level that he brings to the table. And, you know, here's a guy that missed some work during training camp, obviously, due to some injuries. And the way he played was very similar to his demeanor, because when things don't go well, you know, he doesn't play the emotional game. It isn't about how he feels. He's, you know, he just plays to a standard that he holds himself to. And, you know, it was good to see him. You know, people talk about the 1-for-8 start, but we didn't help him. I think he had 3 drops in that 1-of-8 situation early in the game. But what he didn't do was panic. He just kept the demeanor that you want to see from your quarterback, where you don't ride the highs or the lows. And eventually things got going. It got kicked off with, obviously, the defensive touchdown, which kind of ignited us and really got us going. And then once Malik got started, I mean, you saw the accuracy, you saw the arm talent, you saw the arm strength. I mean, the throw to Jahlil Farouk there on the sideline on 3rd and 17 was a big boy throw that, you know, he has the ability to do. Now, I caution, because he is a freshman, and we're going to ride the ebbs and flows of a freshman quarterback. But with this kid, I think his maturity will allow him to work through, you know, when he faces some tough times.
And, Coach, pretty impressive. He aired it out 43 times, no picks in his debut. And you look across the field at Florida Atlantic, their two quarterbacks combined for 6 interceptions. And I know Veltkamp has a lot more experience than Washington. So you had to be thrilled that he had a clean sheet pick-wise.
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about the penalties, but the thing that that really jumped out was how he protected the football. Mm. And, you know, the offensive line did a tremendous job. We gave up 0 sacks, I think, for the first time in a opener in a long, long time, and to keep your quarterback upright. And when you look at how we protected Malik, I personally think it's a byproduct of the work that our tackles get against those young pass rushers we have on the defensive side. And you often hear the terms of iron sharpening iron. And, you know, we had some battles, Rautrell Perry and Zaire Mathis, and then you got Alan Heron and Sidney Stewart every day going up against that type of talent. And we got better. And you know, what we need to do now is have the consistency of playing that way, get rid of the penalties, obviously, especially the pre-snap non-competitive penalties that, you know, young players, I think Sid had 2 false starts on the first drive, and, you know, you don't want to take away the ability to have that first step quickness, but he has to learn and understand situational football that on 2nd and long, 3rd and long, you'll get the dummy cadence, and we've got to kind of hold our water there. You'll see him improve, and as much of our team will improve from game 1 to game 2 because we're able to see it on tape and get it coached and fixed.
So our producer, excuse me, I think he was watching your post-game presser, and he said, ask him about, because he didn't catch the name, he said, ask him about the linebacker that you compared to E.J. Henderson, because anytime you do something like that, the guys are going to get excited.
Well, no, that's Daniel Wingate. You know, I was here during E.J.'s career and saw him come in as a 2-star guy that didn't get heavily recruited. Daniel was very similar. And then next thing you know, you find a 2-time consensus All-American, a Butkus Award winner, a great leader, quiet but led by example. And, you know, having been around EJ, Daniel has a lot of those similar traits and plays very similar, man. Heavy-handed, physical, has the ability. He's a big-time knockback tackler and really has shown that the leadership piece is what really has jumped out to me and has become kind of the face of our defense.
Coach, talk about DeJuan Williams and Nolan Ray. I drafted Nolan Ray on one of my college fantasy teams.
Yes, so we're nerds.
So I was hoping he was getting more touches, but you did say you were going to kind of balance it out, and it would be by committee. But DeJuan showed some spark. But just talk about the running game.
Hey, throw in Iverson Howard from Quinn's Orchard, too.
There you go.
No doubt. Ivy's coming along. He missed some time during camp, and you know, he's a guy that I expect to play for us this year, and he'll create some value for himself and for our team. But, you know, DeJuan is a guy out of St. Francis that at one point was committed to Ohio State and had a knee injury going into his senior year, and then decided he'd rather stay here at home, and we were fortunate to get him. And I think you're just starting to see the fruits of him being 100% healthy. It usually takes about a year and a half coming off of an ACL to get that comfort level back, especially for a skill guy. And he has the combination of size, speed, strength, and he's also a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield, which we saw a little glimpse of that. With Nolan, he's a home run hitter at any time. And, you know, what we've got to get Nolan to do is be the consistent guy. Every play can't be a home run, and it's okay to get that 2-yard, 3-yard dirty run and really finish. And so we need to see a little more production out of the running back room. I can tell you we had no intentions of maybe throwing that thing 43 times like we did, but based on what FAU decided to do once they knew we had a freshman quarterback, they were going to make it tough to run the ball, and they were going to make the quarterback beat them, and our young quarterback did just that.
Talking to Mike Locksley, head football coach of the Maryland Terrapins, presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre. You know, after watching Malik perform so well in the pocket in week one, we kind of were wondering, because we don't get to watch much of these guys in high school, whether he was a dual threat quarterback. Is he somebody that you expect to run? He didn't do it in week one.
No, yeah, he definitely has ability with his legs and arm. If you followed his career, two-time player of the year in the MIAA up there, and it represents the Baltimore region out of Archbishop Spalding, which is coached by Kyle Schmidt, a former Terp who does a tremendous job down there with his program. And his program's played a huge role in the players that he has having come to Maryland and had success. He's definitely a dual threat. He's a guy that can win in the pocket. He can win with his feet when he needs to. Extend plays. He is a thrower that has athletic ability, and that's kind of when we recruit quarterbacks, we're looking for thrower first, and the athleticism would be an add-on value or added value to what we do. And, you know, Pep Hamilton, the offensive staff, did a really good job of putting a plan together that Malik could execute, and you know, he started, like we talked about, maybe a little slow with not a lot of help from his receivers, who had, I think, 7 drops, and another area we've got to get cleaned up this week. But he's a guy that can and will make plays with his arm and feet.
All right, Coach, Friday Night Lights, Northern Illinois coming in. I was just kind of looking at the recap of their game against Holy Cross. Holy Cross actually had a lead early in the fourth quarter, and then Northern Illinois, I think, returned a kick to give them the lead, and they win 19-17. But their quarterback, Josh Holtz, had to be helped off the field. They put in Proctor, their backup. Not sure what the health status is there. But what have you noticed about that game on tape about Northern Illinois?
Yeah, I think the big thing that jumps out to me is that they won a tough, hard-fought, close game. And, you know, as a coach, you need those types of games, especially early in the year, because it really tells you a lot about your team, how you respond when you face adversity. And that's the part for me that is still the unknown for our team. But, you know, Thomas Hammack, a former Raven running back coach who has been around some really good football coaches, as I think he was the MAC coach of the year 2 years ago when they won it, has had some big upsets in his career. They'll be a well-coached bunch. They won't have a lot of fear to come inside or come into Terpsville and compete and play when you're well coached like the way they are. They focus on themselves, and you can tell how they play very sound, structural in all three phases. The special teams guy, number 6, who returned that kick, is a talented player that came up from the Lenore Ryan FCS level. And I expect them to give us their best, and I'm excited about it for our team. Second chance, short week to be back in the shell, and hopefully we can get some people out into the stands to come support this team and see this young team as they continue to grow up.
It's Friday Night Lights, Coach.
Yes, it is.
What was the, just out of curiosity, what was the injury to their quarterback? I didn't see.
I didn't get the – they don't print what happened. It was, I think he took a lower leg in something with his lower body, his extremity.
Okay. All right.
It's like us. They play the game where they try to, you know, we don't want to let people know what's going on. So we'll see it. We'll find out. It doesn't matter to us. We have to play whoever they put out there.
Got you. All right.
All right, Coach.
Best of luck Friday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He gone.
No, awesome.
I'm still here.
Oh, there he is.
I'm
okay.
Still here. All right, best of luck. Get
Thank
that win.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
They're off to a good start.
Yeah.
We need. We need to bank some dubs.
17 and a half point favorites.
Well,
Friday.
Especially if they're playing a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, cancel class. Number one, if you have class on Friday, you're a rube.
Yeah, a rube.
But number two, you cancel class.
My son's a senior. He's like, no class on Friday. I mean, it's just the way you do it.
That is the beauty of
upperclassmen. Don't schedule classes on Friday. Everybody knows that.
If you're really elite, you don't schedule classes on Monday either.
Well, that's really
just jam them. Jam them 3 days a week.
Yeah. Jam.
If you have it Friday, it's got to be in the morning.
Yep.
It's the only option.
My dad did his PhD, and you know he was working. Obviously, he was later in his life. He did. Can you imagine this? 18 credits, one day a week.
No,
so he would
could
go,
not imagine.
It was
that.
Literally like a nine
six
to nine
straight
thing.
Lectures,
six straight 3 hour joints.
When did he schedule his naps?
Oh, no,
because I'd have a nap in there.
18 credits in one day, like on Wednesdays, and then he prided himself on leaving his suitcase. That he had like a briefcase, you know. Like
I remember
an old guy. He would leave it in the trunk all week, and then pick
he
it up.
Wouldn't study.
It just in his head. It was in his head. And then he the way he did because he typed like probably Valdez was with one
He's
finger.
He's a hunter and a pecker.
He was a hunter pecker typer.
I was so,
that's
like
a hurting
typer.
Way to type.
So he just voiced them whatever you talk. You did
recorder.
It into
that,
a digital
that recorder. Yeah.
And then he paid a typist, and she would just type his papers.
That's silly.
It's a good deal.
That's how he got his PhD. Crazy.
Nice.
Crazy. Anyway, he took a lot of pride in it. I think I told you what my son... Did I tell you what my son's claim to fame was?
No.
Sitting on the porta potty.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's a weird thing.
I love my son. These are some of his greatest hits. He took a duty in the Outer Banks. He pulled his pants down. Okay.
See, your son started that trend that you can't stop talking about.
He was on a porta potty for 30 minutes. At a lacrosse tournament once.
I've never sat on a porta
potty
ever.
Just on his phone playing a game. Just not
candy,
even fazed.
Candy Crush?
Not even fazed by all the poop and everything everywhere. Just didn't even care. Right. Didn't have a care in the world.
It's weird.
His third claim to fame, after I paid literally $4,000 for testing for like ADHD and all this stuff, right? So he could get extra time, right? And he did. He had ADHD, shocker. He had something called executive functioning disorder or something. They said it was off the charts. His claim to fame, he told me this the other day. I never knew this. So I paid $4,000 for him to have extra time.
$5,000.
His entire high school and college career, his first draft was always his final draft. As soon as he had the last period, boom, send. Every paper he ever wrote in high school, in college, and he ended up getting a master's degree. Every paper. He never reread it. He never redid it. He just started it, finished it, hit send, boom.
Boom. That is a natural.
Is impressive.
Well, it depends
impressive.
On the grades he got.
That's
impressive.
He did it.
Okay, but
he did
right.
it. That's also showing he didn't care.
Yeah.
Right. His level of care was zero.
Give zero Fs.
Zero.
Hit send, baby.
He finished it. Hit the last period. Send.
Nubs Institutions.
Never reread
Nubs
it.
Institutions.
Come on.
Coming up next, Chris Sims has a team on upset alert for week one. We'll tell you who that is next.
Who that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.